Dictation for Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Holbrook, H-O-L-B-R-O-O-K, May 21st, 69. We're going to address as a letter to Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Chandler, T-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. D.O. at and to Jennifer Garcia, PAC at 989-802-8418. Dear Dr. Chandler and Mrs. Garcia, a consultation for Mr. Holbrook with severe hypertension, resistant to multiple medications, and chronic kidney disease. Comes accompanied with wife, a year ago presented with chest pain, difficulty breathing, admitted to Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D, with atrial fibrillation and fast ventricular response, findings of congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction around 45%, coronary artery disease with two stents, postponed cardioversion because of findings of atrial thrombus, was anticoagulated and rate controlled, eventually successful defibrillation, he has chronic kidney disease, documented at that time with a creatinine of 1.8. He is compliant with blood pressure medication, but that remains high in the 180s, 190s, over 90s. There was an abnormal renal Dopplers with high systolic pressures, followed by a renal angiogram. That testing, however, shows no significant gradient and no angioplasty stent was done. He's trying to do low sodium, weight appetite is stable. His prior bariatric surgery ruined white, lost 100 pounds and has kept those steady. Surgery done in 2016. He eats 6 small meals a day without any vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, denies decreasing urination, cloudiness, or blood. There has been prior kidney stone, even before bariatric surgery. In one opportunity, he doesn't know the type. He passes spontaneously. There is no major nocturia, stable edema lower extremities without claudication or ulcers, denies numbness, denies chest pain palpitation, presently stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, does have a CPAP machine for sleep apnea, at least since 2015, denies skin rash, does have some bruises of the skin, no bleeding, nose, gums, headaches, has a chronic back tenderness, but no regular use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Past medical history for diabetes and hypertension, was taking medications, eventually bariatric surgery 2016, 100 pounds weight loss of diabetes and blood pressure medicines. Until a year ago, 2013, when he presented as indicated above with coronary artery disease, CHF, low ejection fraction, AFib, cardiac thrombus, anticoagulation, cardioverted. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He denies TAS stroke or seizures. He's not aware of valve abnormalities, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, liver disease, isolated kidney stone. We do not know the type. The chronic kidney disease with creatinine fluctuating around 1.8 to 2. Next paragraph. Surgeries for bariatric surgery, Roux-en- Y, tonsils, adenoids, and left shoulder repair for rotator cuff. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, medications include lisinopril, allopurinol, Lasix, which is only as needed, Farxiga, a new medication the last 1 year, Emiodarone, Lipitor, Plavix, Hydralazine, Coric, B-complex, Isosorbide, Eliquis, iron vitamins, zinc. Next paragraph. Chew tobacco, but no smoking or alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history, father was on dialysis, apparently from hypertension, died a few years ago. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is 289 pounds in the office with a 69 inches tall, blood pressure running high, around 200 over 90 on the right, 190 over 80 on the left, alert oriented time 3, no gross respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid, no carotid bruise, JVD, excuse me, no palpable thyroid, no lymph nodes, minor carotid bruise, lungs are clear, a minor aortic systolic murmur appears to be regular, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, about 1 plus peripheral edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent creatinine, November 1.6, as high as 2 before. We are repeating chemistries. New chemistry shows a creatinine of 1.61 for a GFR of 51 in stage 3. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. There is anemia around 12. And normal white blood cell platelets. MCB around 85, 88. A normal folic acid B12, a low ferritin 17 with a saturation 17%. Urine shows low level of protein with a protein creatinine ratio 0.3 being normal less than 0.2. PTH elevated 240. Urine analysis, 4 plus of glucose, patient takes Farxiga, negative for blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. The last, next paragraph, the last echo September, ejection fraction 48%, moderate mitral regurgitation. The renal Doppler, normal size kidneys, 11.3 on the right, 11.98 on the left. Right-sided peak systolic velocity was less than 180. Same findings on the left-sided. It was a technically difficult study. and this was followed by a renal angiogram November. I reviewed this in detail with patient and wife. They reported question proximal question stenosis, however, gradient was less than 20. It was only 8 millimeters of mercury, for what no angioplasty or stent was needed. Next paragraph, I want to mention back in April 2013, the placement of two coronary artery stents on the right coronary artery and right posterior descending artery. A renal ultrasound without obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Next number, severe resistant refractory hypertension. Next number, coronary artery disease prior to stents. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, amiodarone exposure, rate control. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, ischemic type, as well as diastolic issues, long-term hypertension, morbid obesity, tolerating ACE inhibitors, diuretics, Farxiga, cholesterol, Plavix, and other blood pressure medicines. Next number, iron deficiency, anemia, secondary to bariatric surgery, ruling white, on iron replacement, hemoglobin is stable, no documented external bleeding. Next number, morbid obesity on sleep apnea on treatment. Next paragraph, history of diabetes, off treatment post bariatric surgery. The last A1C available, 6.1, the last 1 year. Next paragraph, comments. We review the meaning of chronic kidney disease. For the last 1 year, for the most part, it's stable. This likely represents hypertensive changes. No activity in the urine, blood protein cells or inflammatory cells to suggest glomerular nephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Negative renal angiogram. There was some confusion on the narrative and the assessment on that report. I called and talked directly with vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, Constantino, and he verified that the gradient was less than 20, so there was really no evidence for procedures needed. Patient has primary hypertension exacerbated by above factors, encourage physical activity, weight loss. He works as a tracker with semis. I'm going to increase the lisinopril to 40 milligrams. We will check potassium and creatinine a few days later. We will monitor chemistries over time, continue oral iron replacement for the time being. If hemoglobin drops, we will do IV, continue pressing medication for other problems. This was a prolonged visit. During, after, and the following day, relaying messages to patient and wife. All questions answered. End of dictation.